Blog Talk Radio.
Abba Father.
That's right.
Slaughter. Jesus came for you, your sons and your daughters. Put faith in him, then you walk on water. Live above it all, yeah, we standing tall. Not about to miss my place in heaven, trying to ball. Like the earth is all we got, we serve a great God. Feeding on your heart with lyrics and your head don't nod. Truth, hate, kill Jesus, but love, raising him up. Always worried about what man is doing in God, I trust. I forgot you shook, shocked, and you scared of the government. I put my faith in Jesus, the God is above me.
That's what
he is. He is Lord.
Ordained by God, and we off in here ready for the battle, strapped with faith so we slaughter fear. Who really want it with the kingdom? Cause here we come, annihilating the oppression of the righteous ones. They feed us false information, that's miseducation. I'm Genesis, I'm here to resurrect this generation. Wake up, let's go, this location's about to blow. Ignorance is no excuse, so now you know. Let's go, wake up, let's go. This location's about to blow. Ignorance is no excuse, so now you know.
Now you know.
Yeah, we taking back everything they ever stole. No surrender, victory is our goal.
Yeah.
Yes,
he is Lord.
Those who don't believe the truth of God Jesus, they don't receive. They set themselves up for the mark the chip system. Didn't want Emmanuel, no, God is not with them. Chasing money, chase God, we sound funny. Replace a dollar with the chip, gon' leave you stuck like dummies. You can't eat by a cell, can't even clock in. Satan didn't want you, know only with Jesus we win. People worship him, he tricked them with the signs of the beast. We offered the gospel to them, but they ain't want their faith in Christ. Not falling for Satan by taking the mark of the beast. I'm going to heaven with my mama, she already at peace.
Yes.
I'ma say something. Saying
bold on my faith and I ain't budging. And I'm all for respect, but I walk on the set with a cross on my neck and I ain't chain tucking. Praise God, only way to go is Yahweh. It ain't no other way to heaven, ain't no other gate. I know they wanna hate, they praying I'ma go away. But not until he return and none of us know the day. And I got more to say.
I see the media playing. They picking the most ignorant, we're never betraying us. You grew up black, you knew what it's like. They do it to Christ, they muzzle the wives and get somebody foolish or might.
To make us all look crazy, they come up with topics. Ask the craziest pastor that none of us rock with. You thinking he a fool, we think he a fool too. But they telling you we all agree with the fools do. But get ready for the truth, church. Where we are, church, we don't just do church. Pray for the feeble and sore, clothing and feeding the poor, loving the people and showing them they true worth. We ready to do work. But they saying it's a white man religion, forced on us by the master that white men invented. Tell it to the Christians in Ethiopia that never had to be enslaved by the white man to get it. Careful what you putting in your ears now. Hard to hear the truth cause the lie talk real loud. We yelling Jesus, they yelling chill out. Nah, but you can tell them that we here now.
We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. Tell them that we here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now.
Know Jesus with me, Jesus, every day. That right?
I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day. Every day. I know Jesus with me. Every
yes,
I know
yes,
Jesus
yes,
with me
yes,
every day
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus every day, every day.
Yeah, I know that Jesus with me. I believe now I can see every little thing he done for me. Now I got to praise you, G-O-D. G-O-D, God on deck, G-O-D. Respect the King, he's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We lift him high, yeah, now me. I'ma give him glory, you should too. I'ma ask you one more time what you gon' do. Sitting over there stuck like you have no clue. Get this Jesus and keep it true. He died for your sins, your mama and grandma too. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, respect is due. Father, have your way, never stay on the path that you pay. We know that God is with us. Yes, Jesus still saves. Oh, so much pain, enough to make you insane. The suffering can't compare to glory. Hold on to the great I am. Jesus really is coming. He is the Lion and the Lamb.
I know Jesus with me every
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every day.
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every. I know Jesus. Every day, I know Jesus with me. Every,
yes,
I know
yes,
Jesus
yes,
with me.
Yes,
every day,
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus with me. Every,
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus. Every day, every Satan day.
Tricking people, he acting like he winning. He weak, couldn't take me from God while I was out there sinning. The blood of Jesus, against anything that's evil. Satan destroys, kills, and lies. Don't let him deceive you. I am God's
warrior.
Spiritual warfare for sure. I am God's warrior. I'm kicking in Satan's front door. I'm uploading the truth. You cannot have God's youth. We lift Jesus Christ higher, cause Jesus is the truth. Understand God's word. Yes, God is love. God's still with me. We fit. We tight like a glove. The world make me wanna fuck, cause I have no fear. Gonna keep pushing God's word till the signal is clear. You hear?
I know Jesus with me every
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every day.
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every. I know Jesus every day. Every day. I know Jesus with me every.
Yes,
I know
yes,
Jesus
yes,
with me
yes,
every day.
Yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus with me every.
Yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus every day, every day. Jesus got all power and all authority. I'm gonna focus on him, not what these fools trying to do. A real war going on. Look past what your eyes can see. Don't ignore Jesus, he's still saying, look to me. We live by faith, and if that's the case, focus on the Lord Jesus Christ or stay lost in the maze. When your situation in life is bigger than you, it's still smaller than your God, and he's bringing you through. Just let him handle it, rest. He knows best, he sent his son here blessed. No need to stress, I'm just gonna let everybody know the real truth. Satan was messing with me now, bro. He's missing the tooth, the truth. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus every day, every day. I know Jesus with me every,
yes,
I know,
yes,
Jesus,
yes,
with me,
yes,
every day,
yes,
I know,
nah.
Jesus, with me, every,
yes,
I know,
nah.
Jesus, every day, every day.
Gia.
I check. 1 2 1 2. You in the building? What's cracking and how are you? This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it. I'm your homie, Oasis. Yeah, just somebody who cuckoo for Christ. And these days, oh, yeah, these days, 2021 on, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, for sure. We transparent over here. We are authentic over here. This is not religion over here. Jesus is not a religion. The Bible is not just a regular book. The Bible is the word of God who created everybody. We preaching already. God. Yes, sir. Yeah, the Bible is not just a regular book. Like a textbook in school and a business book. No. Mm-mm. The Bible is the word of God. You better recognize. Yeah, recognize. Yeah, we up in the building, man. Today's topic is your job, your career, your business, your God. Uh-oh, let me put the music back on. Make you, I'm all in your business now, ain't it? Well, there's God all in our business. He got the right to do that, too, whether we wanted him, want him in it or not. Is your job, is your career, is your business your God? Mm-hmm. Is it? Faith in God. Without working, your faith in God is dead. Yeah, people go to got faith in God on Sundays, but ain't got no faith in God on Mondays. Yeah, leave God at the house. He ain't staying at the house. You won't even let him. If you treat him like that, he ain't at your house anyway. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Yeah, leave God at the house. What the? Yeah, if you acknowledge me in all your ways is what he said. Oh, we on that. Somebody say, I'm on that right there. I'm on that. Yes, sir. Is your job, is your career, is your business your God? Mm-hmm. Faith in God. Without working your faith in God. Do you know how to work your faith in God? Uh-oh. Yeah. If you listen, you will be helped. I know we living in a world where can't tell nobody nothing and everybody's telling somebody something though, right? Can't tell nobody nothing these days, but everybody babbling on is Babylon, Charlie. But guess who the one you need to listen to? The still small voice. It is what it is. He been on that. Yeah, he put it in our hearts and he wrote it in his word right here for us. Put his word in a book form for us. Yeah, and it ain't changing for none of us. But it will change all of us. Uh-oh, yes, sir, you're preaching Jesus already. You're preaching. You're turned up, Holy Ghost. So, yeah, listen, who are you more loyal to? God or that job, huh? 40 hours a week on that job, Shawty, on that career, that business, how much you, bro, it'd be more than that. If you got your own business, boy, it'd be 60 hours plus. Uh-oh, yes, sir. Yeah, somebody's going to go get me a job. Because that business, boy, 60 hours. But, yeah, the point is, 40 hours to 60 hours a week, you know, overtime and all that, in the career, in the business, in the job, right? But then how much time are you spending with God? Think about it for real now. Think about it. Now I'm going to help you out. if you do what you do unto God, you good. Like I said, you don't leave God at the house. You take him with you every morning. Everything, when you start your day, you good. You're good. But if you ain't thinking about God and you spending 40 hours a week thinking about this job and doing this job, and you ain't, all 40 of them hours, you ain't thinking about God. Not even once. Yeah, think about this. 5 to 7 days a week on the job. On the career, in the business, entrepreneurship, okay? School, whatever. And they only open church twice a week, if that nowadays. If that nowadays. Then they open up a church. They open it up twice. They probably open it up one for vaccines and then one for service. God! Yes, sir. Sick burn. But it's the truth. Yes, sir. Oh, we already turned up. We about to turn up. Don't worry about it. We already turned up. I'm your homie, Oasis. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Yeah, God is all in our business. That right? Yeah, over here, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, we are interactive worldwide broadcast. Interactive worldwide broadcast. You can listen, kick it with us through the internet. Chat room is open, you know, when we are live. You can also listen by phone. You know what I'm saying? If you want to do it that way. With the chat room, you got to go through Blog Talk and make your Blog Talk account. It's not nothing to make it. And come in there. You want to chat with us that way? You can come in there, kick it with us in the chat room. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the chat room. You know what I'm talking about? And shout out to everybody listening to my phone and by way of archives and however else you listen. You know what I'm talking about? We appreciate everybody tuning in over here. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, you get prayer. You get worship. We do that praise. Yeah, got them scriptures on deck. We get our problems solved over here by doing. That's how we get our problems solved, by doing something. Yeah, giving your problems and everything to God, and whatever he tells you to do, do it. I know we be thinking some stuff, but hey, we can't outthink God, man. We never been here by ourselves. I don't know why we think we get adults. They trick us, though. That's Satan. We independent on everything. Nobody can tell me what to do without me and mine, all that. Yeah, man. God created all of us. He created all of us for his purpose. And if we can understand and respect each other for real, man, we can all benefit from each other. Treat others how you want to be treated. That's the golden rule. Period. To life. If you treat others how you want to be treated. Treat others how you want to be treated. Sorry about that. Treat others how you want to be treated, man. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Say the volume. I don't know what's up with the volume, man. My speaker, everything turned up on my end. Yeah, maybe better. I don't know. They be hating on the internet, man. Internet saying the volume low. But I don't, you know, phones seem to be okay. Phone line open too. 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702 is the phone line. If the sound is messing up and you're making hear it better, if you got a Bluetooth or got a speaker or something like that, you can listen through it that way. You call in. You know what I'm saying? 563-999-3702. Hopefully that sound will be back. It'll be ready or what have you. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. After we go to this worship. You know what I'm saying? Plus, I got to pray. Yes, sir. But yeah, this is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. All right, that being said, let's pray, and I rebuke any opposition that tries to come in this today. Father, you have your way as we come before you, as we do on these Saturdays. You let your kingdom come. You let your will be done, Father, on this earth. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come in our lives, Father. Manifest yourself, your will, through us, through our lives, Father. All for your glory. In the name of Jesus, thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for everyone who is tuned in and who will tune in. Tune in. Father, thank you for your mercy, for your grace, most of all for your love. We receive your forgiveness too, Father. So you just creating us a clean heart and renewing us a right spirit, Father, so that we can please you. Let us hear what you're saying and let us do what you're saying, Father. not only let us have faith in you, but Father, let us work our faith. Because you said faith without works is dead. Let us get our faith from your word. Let us live by faith, walk by faith, and not by sight. For it is in you that we move, in you that we have our being. Yeah. It's in you, Father, that we are here. So you just have your way, Father. You we move, you we have our being, Father. You just have your way. As we continue to give you all the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. We up in here. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic is your job, your career, your business, your God. How much time you spending doing that job, man? Working there. How much time you spending working your faith? Do you even know how to work your faith? Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. For sure, man. We about to
get to the worship segment.
In a few. Yes, we about to get into the worship segment. But we do go live on Tuesdays. Tuesdays at 7 p.m. We be on that hip hop Bible study, little buddy. You know, where we take the Bible chapter by chapter, verse by verse, you know what I'm saying? Usually be three chapters if we get to them. Sometimes, since we're in them prophets right now, Samuel, and we're in Jeremiah, so sometimes they just come and wreck the whole broadcast and take over. But we usually do three chapters if we can get to them on Tuesdays, all right? 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tuesdays. Also, we record live Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, topics from the all-knowing one like today. Yeah, people don't know that, you know, if God, first of all, God said, I'm acquainted with all of your ways. Then he said, acknowledge me in all of your ways. So that means God can talk about any subject that you bring to him. God will give you the answer to any question that you got, because guess what? Google is not all-knowing, but you run to that like it know everything, right? And it do a pretty good job of answering stuff, but God is the all-knowing one, though. God over Google. Somebody say, God over Google. Yeah, well, stop going to Google so much. Go to God. Go to Jesus more than you go to Google then. Uh-oh. I told you, God can get in your business now. I'm just somebody who's yielded to him, and he can say what he want to say through me. Yes, sir. Hear this, man. But yeah, go to God. Go to Jesus more than you go to Google. God been said, I'm the all-knowing. Man, put Google together. We go to Google. I'll just Google it. Yes, sir. Hit the speaker. Siri, let me ask you something. Yes, sir. Alexa, do you know Jesus? Let me ask you that. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the all-knowing one. Right there, man. So, yeah, our topics come from the all-knowing one just like today. And you know God is a jealous God. You know what I'm saying? So, do you spend more time at your job and more time working away from God than you do with God? You only go to church one time a week now? Uh-oh. Is the church even open? Are they still online? What are you? Still online? Oh, okay. All right. Still online taking up a building fund? Burn. What? Mm-hmm. All right, somebody say, yo, go ahead. Let's go ahead and worship. Let's go. Let's go ahead and worship. Yeah. Go ahead and worship. Go ahead and worship. Google speaks to the carnal. Jesus renews the mind. Help me preach in a chat room. Go ahead now. Yes, sir. Google speaks to the carnal, your physical. Jesus renews your mind. Jesus will renew Google, man. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. But yeah, man, we about to go ahead and worship God, Abba Father, in the spirit and in the truth. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Yeah, worship. We're going to play some songs. Tune in, man. This is how you worship. You get your heart, your mind on God, right? Once your heart and your mind is on God, that's why your mouth becomes, you start opening your mouth. You can start opening your mouth and saying thank you. Once your heart and your mind lined up on God, thank you. Thank you for what? We thank him for, you know, what he's done, what he's doing.
Thank you for the blessings in your life. Thank you for the protection, everything. Come on, man. Then start praising with that hallelujah. All right? These songs are going to usher you in a little bit here. I feel like preaching, but it ain't that time. But I'll be ready in season and out of season. Yes, sir. It's in him we live. There I go, bring it back. In him we move. And it's in him we have our being. Hallelujah. In him. Yeah, we in the world, but we ain't of it. We in him. Somebody say, I'm in him. We in the world, but we not of it. It's in him we live. In him we move. And in him we have our being. Hallelujah. So let's worship God, our Father. We gonna praise God, our Father, in the spirit and in the truth right now in this segment. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. We'll be back in a few.
Yeah. Oh. Here is my melody, my simple melody, unto the one wise and true living God. I give my sacrifice because you paid the price, so that my life would have meaning and more. You gave me hope that in my falling soul you secure. Please take my melody, my simple melody, straight from my heart to your soul. Lord, it's coming straight from my heart to your soul. Is my song of praise, my simple song of praise, unto the Lamb that was slain for my sin. Here is my offering, please take my offering. It's from the victories you've helped me to win. It's a melody filled with your. And my voice unto you I raise, O Lord, O my. Here is my melody, my simple melody, straight from my heart to your soul. Lord, it's coming straight from my heart to your soul. Unto you I raise. Here is my offering, my simple offering, straight from my heart to yours. No, 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 no. Straight from my heart to yours. The Lord is coming straight. My heart to yours, so my
straight from my heart to yours,
so na na.
This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yep, that's our worship and praise segment. Yep, we worship and we praise God in the spirit and in the truth when we get our hearts and our minds on God, man, not really asking him for anything, you know what I'm saying, except for, you know, to increase in our lives. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, thanking him. Thanking him for those blessings and for him being here. That's a blessing right there. That's the best blessing, him still being here with us through it all. Hallelujah. He said he deserves some praise right there. I mean, clap my hands. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus, for still being here. Jesus is Emmanuel. Emmanuel is God with us. Yeah. Yeah, somebody say, God is with me. How about that? Uh-huh. God is with me. Yes, sir. How about that? Yeah, that's for God's glory. That ain't just for me to tell you to say it. That's for God's glory. Give you another chance. Somebody say, God is with me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God is with me. Hallelujah. All day, yeah, man. I'm your homie, Oasis. Today's topic is your job, your career, your business, your God. You got to think about it. Is it? Hmm? Is your job, your career, your business, your God? Are you working your faith in God? Faith without works is dead, you know. J-O-B is, you know, it's pronounced Job, too. You know that? You know, Job had it all. Job was rich and everything. Mm-hmm. Then he got to the point where he couldn't do nothing. Mm-hmm. Think about Job. Yeah, over your job. Uh-oh. Yeah, God ain't playing, man. Have no other God before him. I'm talking about guaranteed 40 hours a week on a full-time job, man. Then overtime. And then people ain't even learn how to do their job unto God. You're going to learn today, though. If you listen, you'll learn. If you want to be stubborn, get on. Get on somewhere. All right. So, yeah, remember this. When we are recording live, man, you can call in when we are recording live. The call-in number is 563-999-3702. Again, 563-999-3702. You listen that way if you want to, or you can speak by pushing 1. All right? And you can listen on the go. Take us with your earbuds and stuff, man. We was having a little difficulties with the sound earlier through the internet for some reason. I don't know. My phone is up and everything, so I don't know what's going on. I hope it's straightened out now. But you can also listen live in the archives. Live or from the archives. Okay, so you can take us with you. If you can't catch us live or you can't catch the whole thing, you can always go back after we are finished recording, and then you can, you know, pull it up. Is available to you. Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at any time. Again, that call in number 563-999-3702. Alright. Give. If you want to give. Yeah, donations are accepted. The Old Testament talks about tithes and offering, and it talks about giving. The New Testament, Jesus himself, talks about giving. Jesus said, when did Jesus say, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosoms, right? For the same measure you use, it shall be measured back to you. And also, God loves cheerful givers. So all the cheerful givers, stand up. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man. Hallelujah. And I got another scripture on it. Because, I mean, if you think, you know what I'm saying, that it just is, you know, giving money, nah. Mm-mm. But since you want to hold your money like that, yeah, talking about that. Have no other God before him. If God asks you to give or tell you to do something, it's for your benefit. Okay, here goes another scripture, though. Let me get this scripture out here, too. You know what I'm saying? Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. Nah, how about that one? We want God to increase us. When God asks us for something, then we want to... And I know they haven't abused it, but you still got to be a cheerful giver. You can't say, because when you stand before God, because they abused you and in your name and all this, I stop giving. Man, God loves a cheerful giver. God loves cheerful givers. What they got to do with you still being cheerful givers? You just got to know the right one to give to. All right? Yeah, so donations are accepted. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at Hotmail on PayPal, okay, and at Joshua Oasis Grant on Cash App, all right? That's just for you to give. That ain't for me to preach for your money. No, because I pay to preach this gospel. Now, I'd rather invest into the word myself. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, hallelujah all day. So that's just for you if you want to give, all right? I'm already a cheerful giver. I love giving. You know what I'm talking about? Not just this time of year either. You know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. God made me like this. And God is the best giver. Can't outgive him. When he tell you to give, man, he said, try me now and this and watch. I open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you can't even receive. Mm-hmm. If your hand's tight, got that grip on that money, uh-oh. I ain't talking about if you need it, because if you need it, go ahead, use it. But I'm just talking about, yeah, oh, I got to go spend some money on this Christmas stuff. Oh, boy. If God say you got a tight grip on that, you're being selfish with it. You know what I'm saying? But if you, I can't get nothing out of you, and I can't get nothing in you then, in your hand, if it's balled up. Can't get nothing out of it, can't get nothing in there either. But if you do give, and you give the way I told you to give, it goes for all of us. This goes for all of us. I'll give it back to you good measure. Mm-hmm. And he measuring it. Okay? Good measure. That's number one. That's the first part of it. Then after the good measure, I'm going to press that down to get some more in there. Okay? Then after I press it down, after the good measure and press it down, I'm going to shake that together, right? To get even more in there, right? And then I'm going to run that over. That's going to be given unto you. Yeah. Now what? I want to give now. Uh-huh. For sure, man. We'll help out Mr. Christ. All right, let's go. Next segment. Knock them down. The Joshua's Wall segment. God versus any issue. Any problem, any concern of humans. Yeah, that brings victory for you. Yeah, God versus any issue that you have. Any problem that we have. Any concern that we have as humans. If we bring it to God, he'll bring us out victorious, man. Woman, children, and teenage rams, he will. If we bring it, give him a chance to solve the problem, he the problem solver, man. He already into tomorrow. He already into 2022. Ain't none of us there yet. Think about it. You see what I'm saying? But he already in it. He already know what's going on. So we need to get with him. Well, yeah, man, God versus any issue, any problem, any concern that we have as humans. Where my theme music at? Oh, yeah, man, we got to give a chance for the itching ears and the thin-skinned people, because I'm about to preach. So if you thin-skinned and you easily offended, you better go ahead. This is a warning. Yeah, this is a warning, okay? The Holy Spirit about to preach through this vessel, and it's going to be fire hot, okay? So if you thin-skinned and easily offended, you could either leave, go find something to do with yourself, or you could repent and stay in here. Yeah, and get this Jesus with the rest of us. You know what I'm talking about? Also, itching ears. Now, you can take yourself elsewhere, for real, because I don't do no Q-tip preaching. I'm not going to preach just to, you know, appease you because you say I say something that you like. Nah, I'm going to preach this word of God, and that's what we need, man, because that's real preaching. Yeah, God, when I was coming up, that's how they preached. They preached that real. Stepping on folk toe, yeah. Step on the owl first, though, because the messenger always get it first. Know what I'm talking about? Uh-huh. Yeah. So thin skin, itching ears, this is your chance to either leave, go find something else to do with yourself, or you can repent. Yeah. Stay in here and grow. Get to know Jesus for yourself. But I find my theme music, so hold on. Here we go.
We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will reopen shortly. We are all separate witnesses to the greatest showdown history has ever known. Due to past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that go boom are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attain at your own risk. Are we understood? Yeah, I used to think that it was safe to send my kids to school, but now I disapprove of half of what they listen to. They teach the Bible is unreliable, a vicious rules, they're screaming no missionaries, and yet I see it very clearly that they be on the mission too. What can a Christian do?
Wait on. Alright, whoever's listening, alright, if you got some people who you know need to hear this Jesus to get your ace, tell them they need to tune in. Reach out to them. Let them know. Friend, family, somebody. Let them know when Hip Hop Meets the Christ is on, man. Go through the internet or go call into this number. Because we about to get into it, man. All right? We're going to put God in the right perspective from our little human perspective. Yeah, being in submission to God. So is your job, your career, your business, your God? Hashtag, are you playing it safe? Hashtag, or are you walking by faith? I like that. Yeah, I like that. If you don't mind typing that in the chat room, could you type that in the chat room for me? Hashtag, are you playing it safe in the chat room? Are you playing it safe? It ain't got to be no hashtag. But are you playing it safe? Or are you walking by faith? Yes, sir. Are you playing it safe? Oh, you're walking by faith. I'll leave this job if I got 6 months of savings put up. That's playing it safe. Uh-oh. Somebody said, that's not walking by faith. Uh-oh, he already started now. Mm-hmm. I'll leave my job if I got another job to go to. That's playing it safe. Uh-oh, yes, sir. That's not walking by faith, I feel. The Holy Ghost, he's ready now. We ready up in here now, for real. So first, how we're going to jump this off is we're going to do a little comparing and contrasting between job and business and God, the Almighty. Okay? Max, some questions. Go down the list. Got some questions here. Then we're going to get into the scriptures. Thank you. Are you playing it safe or are you walking by faith? Playback is always louder. Yeah, that's on Blog Talk, man. I don't know what's going on with the volume. I apologize if the volume low, even though it's not on me, man. My part is clear, and then the phone lines is turned up too. But if you do go into playback, you will be able to enjoy this at a louder volume. I promise you that. All right, so now let's do this comparing and contrasting. Are you playing it safe or are you walking by faith? Job, business, you know you're loyal, right? Loyal. Are you loyal to God, though? You show your loyalty to your job, your career, your business, your working that you do, these business days, all that, 5 days a week, right? Full time. Three to 4 days a week, part-time, I believe. Okay, 5 days a week plus full-time, right? That's full-time. 5 days a week plus. Now, 40 hours a week plus. That's full-time, right? How many days a week do you read God's Word? We're comparing and contrasting, asking some questions. Nobody can answer these questions for you. And nobody can answer these questions but you. You know what I'm talking about? These are personal for us. You know what I'm talking about? So how many days a week do you read God's Word? You going for 5 days a week plus 5, 6, 7, 8 days a week? Oh, not 8 days. Some people go just like that, though. Go that hard, man. Yeah, it's a 25-8, man. I'm working this business, man. Ain't nobody else going to do it but me. God in every breath you breathe, and he the one that gave you the power to get wealth. So what you talking about? Ain't nobody else going to do it but me. You better acknowledge God, man, woman, children, and teenagering. So, yeah, 40 hours a week on the job or more because overtime. Yeah, do you do that extra stuff? Children, y'all go to school. How many? I don't know how many hours y'all be in school, you know, but I'm just saying. You do the extracurricular activity after school and stuff? Uh-oh. Then y'all business now. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's that overtime. Going to school and then doing overtime. Playing football. Basketball. Baseball. Softball. Soccer. Uh-oh. Track and field. Uh-oh. Beta club. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Ain't name mine. Yeah, whatever extra you do. Chorus. Band. Uh-oh. Everybody. Yeah, okay. All right. Whatever caused you to go. He didn't say after school program. Yes, sir. Got you, too. I'm just saying. I asked my daughter the other day. I said, since you've been going to school, you in sixth grade, right? She said, no, I'm in seventh. I said, okay. Seventh grade. I said, all that school you've been going to, any of those classes taught you about Jesus? She said, no. I said, God. I said, something wrong with that, ain't it? You're having a conversation with my daughter, you know. He said, yeah, something wrong there. I said, okay. How about your friends? You got a lot of friends, ain't you? I said, my oldest daughter, she got at least one friend. Then she named a couple more the other day that she could talk to about Jesus, who represents Jesus. All right. She in high school, you know what I'm saying? But the middle school was, I said, do you have any of your friends that you can talk to about Jesus? Have they ever said anything to you about Jesus or anything? She was like, no. I said, God, that's something wrong with that, too. So that's when I let her know. You the one going to have to tell them about Jesus. Yes, sir. You are the one that's going to have to be the example to your generation about Jesus. Not just my daughter, but I'm just saying, whoever's listening, you're going to be the one. They have to represent the Lord because they too busy chasing after their job. They sitting in rush hour traffic. sitting in traffic for an hour or two to get to their jobs. But if an accident happened on Sunday, because it's usually not traffic on Sunday when people usually go to church, right? But if an accident happened, how many hours do you spend? Or I'm sorry, how many hours would you sit? Would you sit in traffic to go to church, or would you get off on that exit? As soon as that exit clear, boy, I'm like, we finna go back to the house, y'all. Would you go turn around, go home, get back in the bed? Uh-oh. Wait for that football game to come on. Godmother didn't want us to go to church. Uh-uh. Not if it's a real church now. If it's a real one. If it's one of his, he'll make a way. You just got to be faithful. He'll clear the way. If you were to stay right there, he'll clear the way just for you to get there. God would do that. He'll clear the path just for you if you be obedient. But you on, oh, that day, boy, I can't wait till this exit open. Look at God. Get off on the exit and go to the house. Ain't no look at God, nothing. Yeah, quit playing with God now. Yeah, somebody said quit playing with God. And everybody else, quit playing with God. Real stuff. Yeah. Traffic. Especially if you're in the city, bro, please. These expressways always messed up here in Atlanta. All of them be just like, golly, yeah, they be working on them and they still be messed up. Rush hour traffic because it's a lot of people. You see what I'm saying? If you're in the city, man. If y'all in the country towns, y'all all right. I have a fist bump to y'all, all right? High five in the spirit. Go ahead. Only problem y'all have if a cow get loose. Okay, I'm sorry. I blurted it out. I'm sorry. With the word, we ain't even in the scripture. I can't. A cow done got away. All no traffic down there in the country. Get back on. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find my way back on over here. I blurted it out. It was too fast. Uh-oh, some of them hogs done ran on. Oh, boy. Yeah, I appreciate the food, though. From the country town, you know what I'm talking about? Appreciate the food, you know what I'm talking about? We wouldn't know how to do it in the city without y'all. We couldn't make it, all right? Yes, sir. All right, let's go. Traffic, that's where we was at, right? Sitting in traffic for 1 or 2 hours to go to a job, 30 minutes, whatever, and then turn around and go home if the accident happened on Sunday because you're on the way to church. We'll be in a hurry to get to the job, too, though, man. But be late for church and want to leave early. What the? Come on, man. This real stuff. I told you, call somebody. Tell them. Text them. Forward this to them or something, man. Tell them to tune in. This is some real stuff going on over here. Yeah. Rushing to get there. You know what I'm talking about? Do you rush to spend time with Jesus? Boy. This plain and simple. This real, though. Do you rush? Don't let nothing get in your way when it's time for you to spend time with Jesus. Okay, I'm going to get into the Word. Everything going to come and try to make you stop getting into the Word. You're going to try to make you stop. Stop. I'm going to get into the Word. Here go all the distractions. But do you rush and make sure you stay focused so you can get over there and spend time with Jesus? That's the Word. Jesus is the Word of God. God is Jesus. Jesus is God. Won't be late too many times on that job. Uh-oh, because they go... You're fired! Uh-oh. Vince McMahon voice. You're fired! Won't be late too many times on that mug, huh? Mm-hmm. You wait a week or two to get paid for work that you do now on the job. Uh-oh. A career, you got to work hard for all these years in entrepreneurship to get these results. Uh-oh, boy. I'm talking about all up in everybody's business, man. All up in somebody's business, yeah, because we try to do our business apart from God, and he ain't having it. He is in every breath we breathe. You see what I'm saying? In him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. You know what I'm talking about? He give us power to get wealth. So we work now and get paid a week or two later, week in a hole, 2 weeks in a hole. That's what it do. Your first job, whoever ain't got a job, who I'm going to help the youngsters out, who may be getting ready to go to the job, yeah. A week in the hole. You have to work for a whole week, and then you get paid that next Friday. Okay? Sometimes you have to work 2 weeks. That means you got to work 3 weeks, and then you get paid. That third week. Yeah, but you can work it now. Now, I like the fact, you know, I mean, even in the Bible, I found it, too. They worked that day, and they got paid that day. Even with the folks that went into the vineyard for the denarius a day. Right, so that's even better, working that day and getting paid that day. So some people are going back to that, hallelujah, for that. All right, but however, in most cases, you have to wait or two, in some cases, even a month to get paid for work you did for a whole month or for a whole 3 weeks or for a whole 2 weeks. You're right. Right now, how long will you wait to get paid from God? Yeah, you wait to get paid. Will you wait on God patiently? Would you give him that energy? You wouldn't have no energy with the E. E-N-E-R-G-Y. You wouldn't have that if it wasn't for the I-N-N-E-R, capital G, the one that's in you. N-R-G-O-D. N-R-G-O-D. G-O-D. All right? So doing work now, wait to get paid. Will you wait on God patiently, though? On a job, business-wise, worker, you even show up sick. He says you ain't got no more sick days. You done use them up for vacation days because you use all your vacation days up on vacation and fun days. So then you use some of them sick days, too. So now you sick and you ain't got no more sick days. Now you going to the job sick. You sickos. Uh-oh. Yeah, let me play some music. Play some music in the background. No, don't play no music. Stay right there. We'll still show up even if sick. Got to get this money attitude. If you got sick, would you still show up for God? I know a lot of pastors, you know, thank God he be keeping most pastors healthy. But some of them pastors, I know you get sick, you have to go and still preach. Some pastors do that. But I believe a lot of them, whoever do get sick, go to the house. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to rest. God will tell you to rest first, though. This is how he treat leaders. He'll tell you to rest first. If you don't rest, then your body going to make you. He'll tell you to sit down. And warning come before destruction. You know what I'm talking about? So if you get sick, would you show up? Would you still show up for God? You honor and respect a human boss because you're scared to get fired. Do you honor and respect Jesus like you do a human boss? And so you're not afraid of God's fire? You forgot about that? Huh? You're going to learn today because we're ready for these scriptures now. Because God got more to say. So the first scripture we're going to start off with is Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And some of us, you know, we know that by heart. Some of us live by that. So hopefully all of us go ahead and grip this and start living by this. So Philippians chapter number 4. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Philippians chapter number 4. If you got to get your table of contents, go ahead and use that. Philippians is in the New Testament. Okay, so that means it means it's in the towards the back of the Bible, what have you. Philippians. Once you start seeing Galatians and Ephesians and stuff, yeah, Philippians right up in there somewhere. And it's short. But Philippians chapter number 4. I'm going to start off right there. Appreciate everybody tuning in again, man. More men, children, and teenage friends. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, appreciate it. Your idols, exactly. And then what they got a show called American Idol, right? Dancing with the Stars. I'm talking about, bro, where Jesus at? That's what I'm saying. Like, God told everybody to acknowledge him in all of our ways. We done narrowed God down to church on Sundays because people don't go on Wednesday. But let's just give the Wednesday to Wednesday and Sunday. Not no more either, though. But narrow him down to Sundays and Wednesdays and when you get in trouble days. Because they don't even, these days, they don't even want to celebrate Jesus on the birthday, what they say the birthday is. You know what I'm saying? And us, we already know, man, we rock with Jesus. We hip-hop with Jesus every day. So me, personally, though, this time I get extra turned up for Christ Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, because I already be extra turned up. You know, I don't need no reason, no excuse to do it. I'm going to do it because he is who he is. So when it come around right here, boy, I turn up extra. And every time, I done got so cuckoo, every time I hear somebody say happy holiday, like even on TV, on a commercial, when I hear them say happy holiday, I say back, Merry Christmas. That's how cuckoo I done got. I say Merry Christmas. You see what I'm saying? Because life and death is in your tongue. God made this world out of words. Satan be talking through media, and we talk back through our mouth. Yeah, God talk back through us. Mm-hmm. So even that. So by the time I go into the stores, and somebody say, happy holidays, guess what's going to come out? Merry Christmas. You believe in Jesus? You follow Jesus? Don't say happy holidays for sure. Please don't say that. You could still say Merry Christmas, but you can even crank that thing up and get cuckoo like me. The Holy Ghost in me and say, Merry Christmas. Thank you. With that being said, I hope you got Philippians chapter 4. Go to verse 19. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Yeah, image. That's all it be about is image worship too. Help me preach. Yeah. It's all it be about the image worship. Because when you read even with in Daniel, with Nebuchadnezzar, it was an image. He made an image and wanted them to worship. And then when you get the revelation, the beast and the image and all this stuff, make gave the image breath, and it's always an image. You're right. Preach now. Yeah, you hanging with you be hanging with the Lord, don't you? Yes, sir. You be hanging with Jesus. That's what's up, man. Yeah, Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says, but my God, not my job, but my God shall supply all your need, shall do what? Supply all your need according to his riches. He way richer than you. And look at what you got to do to get it. He just came like that. He own everything. He the owner. You know what I'm talking about? He's the source from where everything come from. So he going to give and supply according to, he gonna supply your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, because you ain't getting them no other way now. You got to come through Jesus. This is not about religion. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. You got to know this. These are not just words, okay? This gives you faith in God. This is what you got to know about God. What you got to know about God? That my God will supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Did that say some of your needs, or did it say all of your needs? My God, but my God shall supply all your need. Okay, can we move on now? You got it? Can we move on? The next scripture we go into, Deuteronomy. Okay, number one, God is the one that supplies all of our need. We are following him. We are born again of God. You got to get dependent on God. You got to become led by God. Because when you're led by God, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, we are the sons of God. All right? You are a son of God when you submit to him and start resisting the devil and making him flee. You are a son of God when you accept the Son, Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's what makes us heirs and joint heirs with Christ. Deuteronomy chapter 8, that's in your Old Testament. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. The fifth book, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. All right. Chapter number 8. Deuteronomy chapter number 8. Let's go here. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Deuteronomy chapter number 8. Go to verse 18. But you shall remember the Lord your God. That's your mind. That's he talking to you, talking to me. Remember. That's what you can do, right? Remember. You got to, how you remember? Put it on your mind on purpose, number one. And be reminded right now by the Holy Spirit, because he reminds us too. So you shall remember the Lord your God. Remember who? The Lord your God. You made him your God, right? He's already the Lord, and it gets personal when you make him your God. He's the Lord already. He's the Almighty. But you make him your Father, right, when you accept Jesus. Everybody don't know him as Father, right? All right, so, but you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he. Tell you about that in energy. We were just spelling it wrong. We were spelling it with an E, man. But it's the I-N-N-E-R, inner. Capital G-O-D, that's in you. It is he that gives you and me power to get wealth, right? Is this talking to you plainly or what? We just reading the Bible. You see what I'm saying? And we're reading by the guidance of the Holy Spirit and being taught by the Holy Spirit. I'm not taking credit for teaching nothing. I'm letting you know who teaching me and who teaching you. The Holy Spirit is teaching us. But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he. Yeah, remember causes us to do something. It is he that gives you power to get wealth. Because if you're sick, you ain't going to get wealth that day, or are you? If you're too sick, you ain't going. And if you get coronavirus, these days, if you get coronavirus, you sure ain't going. Mm-hmm. For it is he that gives you the power to get wealth, though, so you better remember him. Yeah, the Lord your God. It is he that gives you the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto your father. So that's before you was born. That's to our ancestors. We the descendants receiving it now. It is he that gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto our fathers as it is this day. Now go back a few verses to verse 10. And we're going to read down. Deuteronomy chapter 8, still. Go back. We were just in verse 18. Go back to verse 10. Yeah, let's get this. Appreciate you tuning in. Let's go. All right. Got plenty of scripture, so I believe it's going to be two parts to this. But I'm going to go as far as we can go today with these. All right, so Deuteronomy chapter number 8, verse 10 says, when you have eaten and are full. Mm-hmm. Used to be skinny, now you're big, huh? You're eating real good now. When you have eaten and are full. I know we say our grace, right? We got that down, Pat. Let's talk to, I'm going to talk to us too, say our grace. But what about thanking God after you full, after you finish eating? See, now that we grow, right? We grow, we learn. Yeah, add that to it. Here go the scripture for it. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land and that he has given you. Bless the Lord. When you have eaten and are full, when you're getting these blessings, when you're able to choose and you're able to take your lunch to school. Uh-oh. You got to eat that school lunch, even if you got to eat that. You know what I'm talking about? Some folks only eat that. But when you eat and you're full, then bless the Lord your God, too. We say our grace cleans the food and all that, show thankfulness. All right? And then, now, start thanking him after you full. Yeah, somebody says, I'm going to eat just so I can thank him. I'm about to go eat me. I'm about to go get full just so I can tell, so I can bless God. Yes. I'm about to go eat just so I can bless God. Yes, sir. I'm going to get food. Yes, sir. All right. So, verse number 11 says, beware that you forget not. Don't forget the Lord your God. Remember him, though. Beware. It's a lot of things in this world. Matter of fact, everything in the world be distracting you away from God. Think about it. I just used the example from my daughter in seventh grade. Yeah. But yeah, think about it. It's a lot of distractions. It ain't too much things that's pointing you to God. You can't even look at what we used to look at these churches these days. You can't even look at it. Because them churches ran like some cowards. So they got punked back by the coronavirus. We can't even look at them. We're going to look to Jesus, though. You know what I'm talking about? Beware that you forget not the Lord your God. Don't forget God in not keeping his commandments. Do what he tells you to do. And his judgments. Yeah, he the judge. And his statutes. Stop trying to live up to man. All right, which I command you this day. At least when you have eaten and are full and have built goodly houses, got them good old houses now, fresh apartment, know what I'm talking about? Made it out the ghetto in the hood and carrying on, right? At least when you eat and are full and have built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when your herds, this your money right here. Yeah, wherever you get the income. And these days, we done learned there's multiple streams of income, which you don't really want. All right, so it says, when your herds, they was trading, the barter system and all that, right, back then, they were trading animals, all right? But here we go. And when your herds and your flocks multiply, when your money multiply, and your silver and your gold, there it is, can't have dollars without gold backing it up, right? But America did it somehow, didn't they? Okay, anyway, let's go. Right, that's another subject for another time. So when your silver and your gold is multiplied and that you have, it says, and all that you have is multiplied. Okay, everything that you have. When everything that you have is multiplied, because people seek God hard when they ain't got nothing. But then when they get stuff, they start getting comfortable. So this is what God is talking about here, man. You know what I'm talking about? So when all that multiplied, everything, all that you have is multiplied. We done made it to the suburbs. When you living that dream, then your heart be lifted up. It goes to the superstars, too. Aha. Uh-huh. Then your heart be lifted up, though, and you forget the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Forgot you used to be a slave. Oh, that wasn't me. That was my ancestor. But if it wasn't, your ancestors, y'all connected. You know that, right? So now you representing. We're representing our ancestors. They were representing their descendants back then. We are the descendants. So, yeah, you too. And then the ones after you too. because you somebody's ancestor. And then you're going to have descendants after you. So what you going to leave them? Leave them some faith. You can't leave them nothing better than that. Better than that. Faith in God. So you're going to lift up. It said, verse 14 says, then you lift your heart. Talking to the after you, all that you have increased, right, and multiplied, then your heart be lifted up. You arrogant now. You prideful. You know what I'm saying? People got to do what you say. People bowing down to you. People bowing down worshiping you, and you taking the worship like you God. Uh-oh. That's why they call them superstar, celebrity, all them. Then you, in your heart, be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. And that's talking about from slavery. If you can't relate to physical slavery, relate to the slavery of sin, being a slave to sin. And God took you from that because he's talking to his people. Now, verse 15 says, who led you? Who the one that led you from bondage when you was in trouble? Who led you? Verse 15, Deuteronomy 8. Who led you through that great and terrible wilderness? And when God leads you through the wilderness, it's for you to get dependent on him, because you're going from bondage when you was dependent on them and being a slave to them. Now you're going with God. He take you from bondage of them. Until you know, don't be a slave to man or a slave to Satan or a slave to this system, this Antichrist system. But remember who brought you from bondage when you were born again, who took you from the bondage of sin. Egypt representing that too. You know what I'm talking about? Even though it was physical slavery then. All right, verse 15 says, who led you though through that great and terrible wilderness wherein were fiery serpents? Who leading you through? Who led you through 2020? When something worse than the fiery serpent, because the fiery serpents can't get everybody. Coronavirus can get anybody except the ones who God say stay off of them. Yep. Coronavirus got permission to get any and everybody who say, you know, get and who God say stay off of. That's the only ones coronavirus going to stay away from. Yeah, I know coronavirus mad at me because God be like, hey, no, sir. You can't get him. Yes, sir. I told you, coronavirus had to start playing that song by MC Hammer. Can't touch him. Can't touch him. Yes, sir. Yeah, coronavirus bringing death. You're right. Help me preach now. Bringing death. Yep. And then God showing mercy because everybody don't have it. And then he's still showing mercy because he letting some folks survive through it. And you better stop giving the credit to a jab that ain't working. Yeah, they call it a vaccine. And then they try to compare it to polio and mumps and all the rest of them. But when you got those vaccines, you didn't get polio and mumps and all that. You get this vaccine and you get boosters. And guess what? It still can break through and get you coronavirus, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, sir. Now, let's go back to Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. Enough about corona and a non-working vax, non-working shot, that's what I'm going to call it. So, now, back to 15. Now, when you was led through that great and terrible wilderness, who led you? Where it was fiery serpents there, it was scorpions there, it was drought there, right? Where there was no water. Ooh-wee, on top of that. Who brought you forth water out of the rock of flint? That's where you get God gets the testimony of he'll make a way out of no way because they didn't have any water. He's telling you. And then he said, I gave you water from a rock, shouted. Think about it. It ain't no water here. You're in the wilderness. It's serpents here. You know, fiery serpents. They biting. Fiery snakes. Scorpions on top of that. And it's dry. Y'all very thirsty. Now I'm going to make a way and give you some water from a rock. See, God take you into the wilderness so you can get dependent on him. Don't jump out. Yeah, let God use you and build your faith up in him. All right? Take the whole process. God provided for you when you could not. Remember that now. Come on. God provided for you when you could not. Think about it. He made a way out of no way right there, reminding you, and I did it for you. Now think about when he did it, and he going to do it again. Because you forgot. But if you remember, let's go. Ain't no way in the world. Yeah, to Jesus, not mandate. So verse 16, Deuteronomy chapter number 8. Verse 16 says, who fed you in the wilderness? This is God talking. Number one, God led you. He reminded, who led you through the wilderness with all this? You ain't have no help. Everything ran out. Then you had to depend on me because I'm the one that provided water when you were very thirsty. Now who fed you? So I gave you something to drink. Now I'm feeding you too. Yeah, you done ate. You said your grace. Now you done say, I'm going to say, you know, thank you, Jesus, for the food, all right? Thank you for letting me get food, all right? So who fed you in the wilderness? With manna. Yeah. God providing for you, and you know it ain't nothing but him. Manna, which your fathers knew not, that he might humble you and that he might prove you, test you, to do you good. He testing you to do you good. Y'all got to know. We got to know. We got to remember. Holy Spirit remind us that God works everything out for our good. He brought you out here to the wilderness to get dependent on him. Providing a way, gave you water, give you manna. That's food. That's water, right? That he might humble you. Because you can't be arrogant following Jesus. That's not going to work. So that he might humble you because he'll put you in a situation where you obey him, where you ain't got nothing. Because we reading about it right now. Drought, and they thirsty, but here goes water from a rock. Then I'm giving you food. Because now y'all talking about, you know, when we was in Egypt, y'all were hungry. Here you go, manna. Then they wanted some quail after that. And God, I mean, some meat. So God gave them quail and stuff like, bruh. All right, so that he might humble you, that he might prove you, put you in a position to do you good at your latter end.
Mm-hmm.
Going to do you good. Got to give you a good future. Yeah. And a hope. Hallelujah. So let's go. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 17 says, and you say in your heart, my power. Self-made millionaire, that's what they saying, I'm telling you. But he telling you, don't say it. He reminded you. Because he knows us, so that's why he said it. You're going to start saying in your power, my power. You're going to say this in your heart, my power. And the might of my hand has got me this wealth. Ain't nobody help me. I got this myself. You ain't even acknowledging the one that's in you. They've been waking you up every day. Getting you through today. Even folks that in the dope game, in the bad businesses and stuff, street game, everything, man. Acknowledge God. But because verse 18 is for everybody. But you shall remember the Lord your God. Yeah, oh, yeah, it ain't just for the dope boys. How about them rich businessmen? Yeah, them super rich. Oh, business folks too. Super greedy. You know what I'm talking about? But you shall remember the Lord your God. So that won't come in your heart. Your heart won't get puffed up. You won't get caught up in pride. You won't offend God if you do what he say in verse 18. But you shall remember the Lord your God. For it is he that gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto your fathers as it is this day. Verse 19 says, it shall be if you do at all forget the Lord your God and walk after other gods, because he warned us not to do it, right? If you do, this is what's going to happen. You walk after the other gods and you forget the Lord and you serve them and you worship them. I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. Any religion and all disobedience make you perish because it kills your faith. You got to feed your faith. How do you do that? Stay in the word of God. Then you got to work your faith. Be a strong follower of Jesus, not a fat one, a strong one, a big one, you know, a healthy one. All right, verse 20 says, as the nations which the Lord destroyed before your face, so shall you perish because you will not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. You will be obedient unto the voice of your bills. Uh-oh. You was obedient to the voice of your own greediness, your own lust. All that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. All right. What are you doing with that energy? Yeah, that God that's in you. Know what I'm talking about? Hip-hop meets the Christ. Let's go to, let's see. We're going to take a quick break right quick, and then we're going to come back, all right? When we come back, we're going into Genesis chapter number 1. So you can go ahead and go there. But we'll be right back after these messages. We appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic is your job, career, business, your God. Mm-hmm. We dissecting that real good because now we're on the scriptures. Appreciate you tuning in. We'll be right back. Your homie Oasis.
Can you get a glory? Can you get a hallelujah?
I model Jesus, not false gods, idols of Buddha. Worship one God, morning star, lion of Judah. All hail Hosanna, he's the rose of Sharon. Like Samson when the spirit grows and bring it down to Shira pose. Bible's like a magazine, Jesus, he's a centerfold. Jezebel haters and Ahab is pitiful. Their prophets all liars, worship Baal, practice rituals, but couldn't make fire, so Elijah made it into you. Lord the incredible, Lord the invincible. Tell the principalities that Jesus, he the principal. The individual we need to pay more attention to. Bible is a script inspired more than a film or two. The New Testament of Jesus more than an interview. Up close and personal, the Holy Ghost is introduced. All those captives and bondage of sin are loose. Oh Lord, I love to sing your song all day, all day, all day. And when it seems like all hope is gone, pray, all pray, all pray. Don't give up, cause they done did you wrong. Stay, y'all, stay, y'all, stay. We're sent by God, they say in the Hebrew. Come, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Jesus, not false gods, idols of Buddha. Worship one God, morning star, lion of Judah. All hail Hosanna, he's the rose of Sharon. Like Samson when the spirit grows and bring it down to Shira pose. Bible's like a magazine, Jesus, he the centerfold. Jezebel haters and Ahab is pitiful. Their prophets all liars, worship Baal, practice rituals, but couldn't make fire, so Elijah made it into you. Lord the incredible, Lord the invincible. Tell the principalities that Jesus, he the principal. The individual we need to pay more attention to. Bible is a script inspired more than a film or two. The New Testament of Jesus more than an interview. Up close and personal, the Holy Ghost is introduced. All those captives and bondage of sin are loose. Oh Lord, I love to sing your song all day, all day, all day. And when it seems like all hope is gone, pray, all pray, all pray. Don't give up, cause they done did you wrong. Stay, y'all, stay, y'all, stay. We're sent by God, they say in the Hebrew. Come, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Cain hated the gift of God who put food on his table. Till I came and gave a better sacrifice, cause I'm able. Tried to put me in a bottle, home, then give me a label. You can keep your title long, I'm too big for your cradle. Spiritually old enough to fix your baby's formula. I'm in dungeons with dragons, witches and sorcerers. An instrumental, praise God, use me in his orchestra. Symphony's amazing and my life is an opera. I was a nobody till Jesus came and made me popular. Was too far to see God, Jesus gave me binoculars. Doctor, he ain't out of the woods yet, don't fret, no sweat. Jesus got healing on deck. We in dimensions of the spirit while you war against the flesh. In the sentence, spirit is sure that Jesus is the best. Now your life is mapped out. Jesus GPS, now approaching. Make the left left. Oh Lord, I love to sing your song all day, all day, all day. And when it seems like all hope is gone, pray, all pray, all pray. Don't give up, cause they done did you wrong. Stay, all stay, all stay. We're sent by God, they stay in the heat.
I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them.
I am the Lord thy God, which set you free. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Ayo, 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 ayo. I am the Lord thy God, which set you free. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Ayo, 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 ayo. Oh Lord, I love to sing your song all day, all day, all day. And when it seems like all hope is gone, pray, all pray, all pray. Don't give up, cause they done did you wrong. Stay, all stay, all stay. We're sent by God, they say in the Hebrew tongue. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Oh Lord, I love to sing your song all day, all day, all day. And when it seems like all hope is gone, pray, all pray, all pray. Don't give up, cause they done did you wrong. Stay, all stay, all stay. We're sent by God, they say in the Hebrew tongue. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Oh Lord, I love to sing your song all day, all day, all day. And when it seems like all hope is gone, pray, all pray, all pray.
and give up, cause they done did you wrong. Stay y'all, stay y'all, stay. You're sent by God, they say in the Hebrew. Come y'all, we y'all, we y'all, we. I'm on my way, I'm on my way. I can't stop running, 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 running my race. When is my number? When is my day? Then I'll be running, running through those pearly gates. Yeah, on these gates I'm staying pearly on a fantastic journey. Searched and found Jesus because I saw them early. It's good waking up in the morning, new mercy. You choose this day, the blessing or the cursing. For me, it's the first thing. New wine coming up the vat, bursting. Not receiving Jesus is the worst thing. They gon' feel the worst thing. Hell, demons anxiously waiting to give them worse pain. So I'ma choose life, and if you like, you do the hearse thing. I used to rap dirty, Jesus polished every verse clean. Took this little shepherd boy and turned him to an earth king. The last shall be first, I see that word's working. I'm pregnant in the spirit, starting to feel birth pains. I say my heart's good, my flesh is full of dirt stains. Devil seeks to devour, Lord sees him lurking. Put him under feet like a board, now I'm surfing.
I'm on my way, I'm on my way. I can't stop running, 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 running my race. When is my number? When is my day? Then I'll be running, running through those pearly gates.
Hey, yo, I'm blessed like Abraham, I glow like Moses. I'm a king like Solomon, but more like Joseph. They say many are called, but I'm more like chosen. If a book described my life, it'd be more like Romans. I don't even lie no more, I stop, I stop. World wanted to question me, why not, why not? Say the truth in Christ and I lie not. I know that the devil seeks to steal from me the power that I got. Be vigilant, be sober, be diligent, be noble. Be perfect in my generation, walk with God like Noah. Some worship in my generation, Sodom and Gomorrah. Some churches in my generation, Antichrist to go over. Time to rise up. I see visions of many in hell, I see them lined up. Even faces of seeing churches, see them signed up. Before your time's up, evil spirit bind up. Can't serve God and money, make your minds up. True riches are in heaven, I'm laying minds up. Now will a man rob God, pay your tithes up? Christ, I got the mind up, watch how I wind up.
I'm on my way, I'm on my way. I can't stop running, 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 running my race. When is my number? When is my day? Then I'll be running, running through those pearly gates.
I like it. Yes, sir. I like it.
With my number, and when is my day? I'm going to be running, running through those pearly gates. Hallelujah.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that was the homie O-Easy. You know what I'm talking about? O-Easy. O-Easy. Mm-hmm. Just like it sounds, O, and then Easy, together. The homie O Easy, man, he over there in Carolina, man, somewhere. You know what I'm talking about? By way of Baltimore, you know what I mean? But he in Carolina, I believe he's still over there in Carolina, man. I believe that was South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? So I had some real, I know a real person over there in South Carolina. That's O Easy. They follow Jesus from the heart. I know a real person over there in North Carolina. There's a Ripley and Greater. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. That follow Jesus, yeah. One word, O-Easy. Well, yeah, O-Easy, man. He on my friend list on Facebook. You know what I'm talking about? O-Easy, the Christian rapper, rap prophet. All that go in there or something. Rap prophet, bro. Yeah, that's O-Easy, though, man. Y'all the charts, you know what I mean? And shout-outs to everybody, man, who is listening, and much love to, you know, everybody who's too. And if you're following Jesus, man, I didn't mention you, don't charge it to my heart or my mind. Hey, God, see you. And our promotion and blessing come from him. You know what I'm talking about? You don't need a human to validate you for nothing. But I will say this. Everybody who loves the Lord for real, man, we all connected. We brothers and sisters in Christ. So hallelujah for everybody. You know what I'm talking about? following Jesus the Christ for real. You know what I'm talking about? I just named them, you know, personally. That's why, you know, people don't want to start naming stuff because you didn't say my name. Well, how about I say Jesus' name? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, yeah, man, let's go to the scriptures. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1. That's what I told y'all. Genesis chapter 1. All right? It will be two parts to this. Today, part one is today's topic is your job, your career, your business. Is it your God? Yeah, is your job your God? Is your career your God? Is your business your God? It's 40 hours a week, full time, then you do overtime. How much time you spend with God, Shaka? Or Tali? You go to school, you one of them people, huh? They get that education, huh? So you can get that money, huh? How much time you spend with God, though? Think about it. 5 to 7 days a week on that business. We don't even want to rest on the Sabbath. I'm talking about God rested on the Sabbath. He more, I'm working harder than you. You working harder than God, God? God, what wrong with you? 6 days. He made this where we living at. You know what I'm talking about? And then on the seventh day, he rested. Yeah. The seventh day, he rested. Yeah, man. So he must say, I'm working 7 days a week. At least take one of them to rest, man. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So, yeah, man, let's go to Genesis chapter number 1. Part 2 for this will be how to make God your God instead of your job. We're going to just go in just like that. How to make God your job. I mean, how to make God your God. Yeah, how to make God your God instead of your job. That'll be part 2 when we continue this. So, Genesis chapter number 1, we're starting in verse number 26 and then verse number 27. And we're going to Genesis chapter 2. Okay, got to go all the way back to the beginning because we just read in Deuteronomy, God kept saying, remember, don't forget, remember me. Now, I'm about to bless you real good, his people. Now, this is to his people because this is the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the year of the Lord's favor. You'll see it in the scriptures in Isaiah chapter 61, and it's also the day of vengeance at the same time. This is the year of the Lord's favor. This is the acceptable year of the Lord. And it's also the day of vengeance of our God. And that's been going on for a few years to us. Okay? So that's where we at. And God is going to bless us while we're on the way out of here. Because Jesus is about to come, snatch God's spirit off the earth. And everybody who has his spirit, we acknowledging Jesus, we following Christ. Not just naming him, but we hearing and doing. Okay? You know Jesus, excuse me, you know Jesus' disciples by the love that they show. So he going to come get us. You know what I'm talking about? And we looking forward to it. We ready. This ain't no make-believe nothing. You know what I'm talking about? We're closer to it than ever before. We're closer to it than when my mama and my grandma and them was believing it. My great-grandma and them, they was believing it. We're closer to him coming back now. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to discredit him for not coming back, especially when I know God. So that's why you got to get to know God. And you learn that long-suffering, is a fruit of the Spirit. And these are characteristics of God. God is the one that's long-suffering. The scriptures say that, too. There ain't nobody suffering longer than him. Think about it. Recognize, realize. Look how long he's been trying to save folks. That's how he don't want no, it ain't his will that nobody go to hell. That's not God's will. So if they go to hell, they're out of his will. Can't blame God for nothing. Mm-hmm. I told you everything. All is vanity. That's everything. Yeah. The abundance of things versus the abundance of life. Got that chat room lit up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Abundance of things versus abundance of life. Yeah. And God is not a man. And he's not one of us. He was 100% man, but 100% God. That's why we in him. So we got to remember him. In him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. He's the one that says walk by faith, not by sight. Live by faith, not by what you see, but by what you believe and what you see in God doing. So the acceptable year of the Lord, so he's going to bless us while we're on the way out of here. Yeah, you know how them those trees and stuff, right now they were ugly, but a few weeks ago they were pretty. And them leaves, it was all red and orange and yellow and all that. Right before they die. That's how it's going to be with us right before we get up out of here. God, people, right before Jesus comes, we finna shine, get beautiful, and then we gone. He's going to snatch his spirit, and then coronavirus and everything else. Because Satan going to be here. Y'all want a godless world? Okay. Go on and get it then. We gonna be out this piece. Y'all don't want Jesus here? All right. We love Jesus. God loves Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? All right. Who you with? Who you with? Who you with? Uh-oh. Get drunk. Who you with? Okay, let me go on. It's taking me back. It's my days, man. Go on now. Making me show my age in that chat room. I'm going to stay. Genesis chapter 1. Yes, sir. I'm staying 40 till I'm 50. I'm still 40. Somebody say he's still 40? Yes, sir. He's been 40 for 2 years now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm in there like swimwear. I'm in there. Oh, I'm sorry. Genesis chapter 1. See, that's why I got to read his Bible. What did he say? I'm reading his Bible. You got to go back to the replay. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. God said, let us make man, not man the other way around, and made God up. No. Not this one. Yeah. God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. After our likeness. In our image, you're made in the image of God. You're made in the likeness of God. Oh, like God. So that's what the devil said. He know you're going to be like God. But you already, look, God already said you're going to be in my likeness. Look at Satan trying to act like he offering you something better than God. That's what he do. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness and let him have dominion over the fish. Let him rule over the fish of the sea. Get here, fish. Yes, sir. And over the fowl of the air. Come here, birds. And over the cattle. And over all the earth. Yeah, come here, cows. And over all the earth. Yeah, we here. And over every creeping thing. Yeah, come here. Y'all don't want the insects, do you? Hey, stay away, insects. Stay away, bugs. You're telling everything else to come here. Yes, sir. But over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. You know what I'm talking about? So, verse 27 says, so God created man in his own image even before man was clocking in and out. You're made in God's image, in God's likeness. He already decided to give you dominion over everything on the earth, right? Not us dominating each other, though. Verse 27, Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, so God created man. God created humans, right? In his own image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. See that? Or created he them, yeah. But, you know, I get dyslexic with the word to write, to read it how we talk now. You see what I'm saying? Dyslexic, ain't that? Or whatever it is that read backwards. I think I said the right thing. But the one that read backwards. So God done blessed me so I can see this how and unscramble the word so how we I can read the King James Bible, because that's what I read on Saturdays. Read the King James Bible like, you know, we talk now. You see what I'm saying? So I'm reading the King James Version now. On Tuesdays, you know, I use the New King James Version. All right, but Genesis chapter 1, that's a blessing from God. That's what he did. You know what I'm saying? Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. All right? So Genesis chapter 2. Get a couple of verses from over here. Well, a few verses. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. We got 17 minutes left live on the archive. Let me see. I think I'll be finished, though, because we got two parts. So I think I can beat 17 minutes. Can he beat the clock? I think I can. I know I can. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, verse 8, and then we go into verse 15. All right, so over one chapter. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. God made you, humans, me too, of the dust of the ground, not even the dirt. Yeah, you ain't even good enough for the dirt. So that's why you don't get beside yourself. You made out of dust. That's why they be saying ashes to ashes, dust to dust at funerals, right? Or used to. Yeah. God, the Lord God, formed man, humans, of the dust of the ground. No dirt, dust. That's the top of the dirt. Dang. We ain't even good enough for the deep dirt, cuz. The heat is going on around here, man. We can't get beside ourselves. You made of dust. Yeah, somebody say, I'm made of dust. I say it for you. I'm made of dust. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils. From dust, look at what God is doing with dust. Breathe into the dust. First, he formed the dust, formed something out of the dust. You still be wiping dust away, right? Man, I used to wipe dust away at mom. You know, I had some chores and stuff. I looked at the table the other day, that mother so dusted. I still ain't dusted it. I'm sorry. Because that's all we do, wipe away dust. Don't worry about my dusty table, huh? But the point is, we don't wipe away. We don't do nothing but wipe dust away. That's the point. And look at what God is doing with dust. You can go look in the mirror. You can look at your hand. You know what I'm talking about? Dusty. Yes, sir. That was right on point. Look at your hands. I clicked in the chat room and it said dusty. Yeah, look at yourself. Dust yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't get beside yourself. Because God made you out of dust. Then he breathed into you, right? He formed you out of dust, of the ground, breathed into his nostrils, man. The breath of life. So the breath of life, it ain't just oxygen and carbon monoxide going in and out of you. This is the breath of life in you and in me. And man became a living soul when God did all that. When God formed you out of the dust of the ground, and then he breathed into you the breath of life and made man become a living soul. Because first you were just dust, just there, formed and dust. Then he breathed, and then he came alive. When you take your breath away, you're gone. That's how it works. All right, now I think we can move on a little further. Go to Genesis chapter number 2, verse 15. I feel like a little preacher right now going on. Uh-huh. Genesis chapter, okay. But Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 says, and the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. That's the first job right now. Bam. You see it? Do you see that? That's the first job. That's Adam and Eve right there. Well, that's Adam first. Before Eve came. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So let's read that verse again. That's Genesis chapter 2. Remember, we already see God made, remember me. Now we're going back to Genesis. God took us back, letting us know, I'm the one that made you. First he said, remember me. You can eat now, get food, you go into the goodly houses. You know what I'm saying? You're getting bigger than I told you. Okay, anyway. But you thank me for the food. And then remember, I'm the one that made you. And then here go the first John, Genesis chapter number 2, verse 15, right? And the Lord God took the man. The Lord God took the man. This before the woman too. Hey, make sure before you get the man, woman, that you got God. Make sure he got God. Mm-hmm. Not just saying it, displaying it. All right, the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to do what? To dress it and to keep it. That's the first job, occupation. He in the garden. Who work a garden? That's farming, ain't it? A gardener, farmer, and all that. Dress it, keep it. Bam. There you go. First job. Got it. From God. God took him there. Everything. Put God first. You know what I'm saying? Psalm 139. Got two more places. We going after this. And then I'm getting ready to close. Yes, sir. I can say that now, ain't it? I'm getting ready to close. Yeah, I'm getting ready to close. Psalm 139, and this is a good psalms for anybody and everybody, because it tells you about everything about you, everything about us, the past, the present, the future, like even before we got here. How about that? Psalms 139. I'm gonna give a few verses. Excuse me. Give a few verses. Psalm 139, starting at verse 1. We're going to read verses 1 through 3, then we skip into verse 13, and reading 13 through 19. But get that whole chapter when you get a chance, okay? Psalm 139. It's a real good one. I stay in that one because that's one of my favorite ones. All right, Psalms 139, verse 1 says, Oh Lord, you have searched me and known me. Oh Lord, you have searched me and known me. God done took us way back. I'm the one that made you. First you say, remember me, and then you know, you done been successful, you know, all that. And then come back, I'm the one that made you. I'm the one that took you and put you in the garden, gave you something to do. But I took you here. Whatever God is leading you to do, that's why we still live by his leadership and his leading, his guidance. Okay, so, oh Lord, you have searched me and known me. You all up in our business, that right? You know my down sitting, you know when I sit down, and you know my uprising. Remember we were talking about God being all-knowing? Do Google know when you get up, and do Google know when you get down? They try to. They try to get it to where you put all your stuff on your phone, and they can tell when you do all this and all these pulses, and you know, the activity of your phone is down at this time and all. They try to do that, but they're not God. Mm-mm. They trying, but they're not God, and God got a problem with that, and he's going to handle that too. So you know my down sitting? God does. And my uprising, Santa don't either. I don't know who Santa is. Take the N out of the middle of Santa and put it on the end of that word, and it spells Satan. So now I guess I do know who Santa is. Uh-huh. Yeah. He don't know when you sleep or wake. Who are that? But God do. We reading the truth. Jesus is the truth. Santa fantasy. See, I can see if they left Santa over there with Rudolph and Frosty, but they made Santa big like God. He know everything about. He know if you been good or bad. What? And then the news people be talking about they tracking Santa, bro. And fooling your kids, going on with the lie. Take an N out of the middle of Santa and put it on the end of that word and it spells Satan. And then say, I don't worship no Satan Claus. Yeah, say that, children. Gotcha. That's for the kids. I don't worship Satan Claus. That right? I don't sit on Satan Claus' lap, cuz. Mm-hmm. Now, back over here to the scriptures. 3 says, I got to go back to verse 2. Psalms 139, verse 2. You know my down sitting. You know when I sit down and when I rise up, not like them falcons. Okay, you understand my thought when it's afar off. I blurted it out. Okay, you understand my thought afar off, though. Mm-hmm. God understand your thought before it comes, when it's traveling to your head. God understand your thought when it's on the way to your head to let you know, here go a thought. Bing! You know, before the bing, God understand. You see what I'm saying? Ooh, I just got an idea. Before the idea hit the bing, and you know, however all that works, he knew. He know you. He understand it. All right? You compasses, right? Compass, direct, right? Get direction, compass. You direct my path. You compass my path. You direct my path and my lying down. You, it says, and are acquainted with all my ways, all of them, good and bad. He know your thought for coming to your head, shawty, and tally. You know what I'm talking about? So, Psalms 139, verse 13. It says, for you have possessed my reins. Your reins are your inmost parts, right? You have possessed my reins, my inmost parts. You have covered me in my mother's womb. There they go for everybody who got a mama. Everybody who here, you had to have a mama to get through there, to get through. So, you okay, that covers everybody. You can't be born without a mama. Even Jesus was not born without a mama. Mm-hmm. All right, Psalm 139, look at this. Verse number 13, for you have possessed my inmost parts, my reins. You have covered me in my mother's womb. You in your mother's womb, she can't be in there with you. Your daddy ain't in there with you. You know what I'm talking about? Right? But guess who covering you in there? God. His angels and everything. You covered me in my mother's womb. So verse 14, that's why we do this. I will praise you. That's why we praise him. We recognize who did this man and what he did. Look at what he did. You covered me in my mother's womb. Made sure I was born. That was the most vulnerable time in your mama's life. Carrying that baby. That was the most vulnerable time for us getting here. Yeah. Something could have happened to either one. Thank God it didn't, right? He covered you in your mother's womb. Now, verse 14 is for you. Once you recognize that, you start doing this. I will praise you. Why? For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Fearfully, that means he didn't rush. He took his time. When he made you, when he put you together, you got bones, and then look at them veins, cuz. Who would have thought to do that? To put bones in there and veins, and then blood run through the veins and all this, like, huh? And then made all this out of dust. You better preach, Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. Made all this out of dust, cuz. Jah! Hallelujah. All right? So, I'm going to praise you. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. He ain't just put me, threw me together. Yeah, it was dust. But look at these bones in here. And these veins and this blood and this life. Like, ooh-wee. Ooh. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous. Marvelous. That's why I'm over here like, ooh. And if y'all, if you understand these scriptures, y'all the same way. Like, oh, man. Yeah. Ooh, hallelujah. Took his time. Put you together. Made sure you was in that womb getting cooked, baked real good, too. Warmed up, huh? All right? Marvelous are your works. That's marvelous. And that my soul knows right well. We acknowledging that. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's a good place to praise God. It's a good, I told you, get in the Psalm 139, one of my favorite. Verse 15, my substance was not hid from you when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Seen you even before your mom and daddy. Why they think they hide from everybody. Uh-oh, yes, sir. Ain't nothing, nothing is hidden from God, man. Everything open and naked before him. That's why he say, do things my way, please. So some folks got God seeing some stuff, bro. God let me know, like, bro, you should see what I see. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I see all. Mm-hmm. Man, my substance was not hid from you when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Verse 16, your eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect. You seen my substance, my body, and everything before I got here. You knew that Oasis was going to start saying that he was 40 until he 50. You know what I'm talking about? So your eyes didn't see my substance yet being imperfect. You seen all this before it even got here. And in your book, all my members were written. Wrote all my body parts down, all your body parts, all the members of your body, yeah, all the, however many we got, wrote them all down in his book. That's why he know every detail about you. Know how many strands of hair on your head? How many strands you done lost? Uh-oh. Yes, sir. How many strands you done cut off? Okay. Yes, sir. Your eyes did see my substance yet being imperfect. In your book, all my numbers were written, which in continuous were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Made the days for you, before you even got here. Verse 17 says, how precious is marvelous thing. It's wonderful over here. It's marvelous. Yeah, our God is marvelous. He's wonderful. And there's a precious thing. He's precious too. Also, how precious also are your thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I'm still with you. Yeah, if you should count and try to measure up how God loves you, he say, hey, I love you more. If you can go count that sand on the sea, and the sand on every beach, how about that? If you can measure that up and count every grain of sand, that's how much I love you, yeah? And guess what? We can't do it. We have to measure it by pounds and grams. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Surely you will slay the wicked. And that's when they get good right now. Yeah, he will slay the wicked. So that's let the wicked know. Repent. Yeah, let you know that. I said good because let you know that God ain't soft. Yeah, Jesus ain't no punk. Yeah, we saved, not soft. Yeah, because verse 19, excuse me, while God is marvelous and wonderful and precious, and it took his time when he made us and everything, verse 19 lets you know that he going to kill the wicked, because that's what slay means. Verse 19, surely you will slay. Surely you will kill the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloody men. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Mark chapter 4. Well, I guess we ain't going to beat the clock, man. It done got away from me. Well, I say it would have. But just two more places we going to. So if you got to call in, do it now. Because we got 90 seconds. This is what they just told me. 90 seconds left. So that was about 20 seconds ago. So 563-999-3702 if you want to continue in this moment to get the rest of these scriptures, or you can go back after and do the replay and get the scriptures that way. So appreciate everybody. 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702. That's the number to continue to listen right now, because it's going to cut off on all other ways of listening. Right now, we will continue part two next Saturday. Right? God say the same, right? Next Saturday. And that'll be part two, how to make God your God instead of your job. Right? So two more places we're going today. Mark chapter number 4. Got two verses right there, and then we're going to 1 John chapter 2 and got two verses there, and then that's it anyway. All right? So appreciate everybody tuning in. Much love to you. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. All right? We're going to Mark chapter 4 while it's about to cut off on those who are not called in. But those who are called in, you will still be able to listen. And everybody else, you can go back. You can go back to the archives, or you can just go on about your business now. Mark chapter 4, verse 18 and verse 19. Mark chapter 4, verse 18 and verse 19. All right, and it says, and Jesus walking by, Mark. There it is. Thank you, Father. Mark chapter 4. Trying to get up out of here. You know what I'm talking about? Mark chapter 4, verse 18. In verse 19, it says, and these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word and the cares of this world. Mm-hmm. The cares of this world. And guess what else? The deceitfulness of riches. Mm-hmm. And the lust of other things entering in. It chokes the word out because they don't want to listen to the word, and it becomes unfruitful. You see what I'm saying? Becomes unfruitful. That's what the cares of this world. I told you, the voice of God or the voice of them bills. Uh-huh. The deceitfulness of riches, the voice of God or the voice of your desire to be rich. And the lust of other things, man, or the voice of God. Because it says it enters in their hearts and it chokes the word of God and it becomes unfruitful. You see what I'm saying? And the last place we're going to for today, and we'll pick back up next time, right? 1 John, chapter number 2. 1 John, chapter number 2, verse 16 and verse 17. So that's towards Revelation. It's not Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, even though that's the same writer. It's three more Johns in there. And John was the one that Jesus chose to write Revelation. All right, so the Johns, that's by Revelation. That's the one you're looking for. And goes to the first one. Because it's first, second, and third. One, two, and three John. But go to the one. One John. First John, chapter number 2. Hallelujah. God is with us. First John, chapter number 2, verse 16 and verse 17. It says, for all that is in the world. Don't forget to remember God. Because all that's in the world, the lust of other things, whatever you can lust for, all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of God, is not of the Father, but is of the world. We're born again of God. We can't do what the world do. We got to do what God do in the world. And the world passes away. See what I'm saying? It's lust and pride. So all that's going to pass away, and the lust thereof. The world going to pass away, the lust thereof. But he or she, whoever, does the will of God, you're going to abide forever. You and I shall not be moved. Why? Because we are here to do the will of God. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We'll get at you next time. And like I said, part two will be, look for it. It's coming. You know what I'm saying? How to make God your God instead of your job. And I'll give you a little bonus since you stayed over with me. It's in Matthew chapter 6. You know what I'm saying? It's over there in Matthew chapter 6, y'all. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 24. Since we yes, sir. It started off over there. I'll give you a little clue. All right? But we'll pick back up. We'll pick up on that next time. All right. This is When Help Out Meets Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. Get at you. Enjoy your weekend. Peace.
Yeah. KOBG Music Group presents King Oasis. The spirit gives life.
The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't want to hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The flesh promised nothing, but the spirit gives life. Gotta tell you, this life is only found in Christ. We get the bling and shine, but we still all blind. Not realizing it's the inside that should stay on shine. But if it's dark inwardly, what's the purpose for living? Where are we going? What are we doing? Are we even giving? Got people sleeping on the streets, even some children can't eat. Don't forget where he brought you from, cause you could be back there next week. Set your cares on things above, we all need love. Be wise as serpents, but harmless as little white doves. What you gain, you get the world, but you lose your soul. God is the truth, not offering you a fake pot of gold. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the light. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the light. Backwards world we live in, president making wrong calls. Is he really? Lord knows, I ain't done man-made laws. Like the title of this song, and the truth of it too. The flesh is death, the spirit gives life. So what you gonna do? Cause I'm gonna go ahead and snap while I'm buzzing this rap. Cause I made the whole world for us, why we treat him like crap. Living our lives to the full, man, that's some bull. How we enjoying life, but when it comes to heaven, ain't no fool. Want the truth, then don't come around me, cause I'm giving it out raw, and it's uncut as you can see, and as long as God got my back, I'm gonna keep it cracking. Don't get mad at me cause it's Satan and sin that I'm attacking. The life is found in the spirit gives life, the life is found in the spirit gives life, the life is found in the spirit gives life, don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the light. The life is found in the spirit gives life, the life is found in the spirit gives life, the life is found in the spirit gives life, don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the light. Look, they poor over there, let's take advantage of them. Give them $1 million deal, they make their music sound like him, and him, and her. No creativity in the mix, nowhere, not thinking for ourselves. Man, yeah, I went there. Y'all behind the scenes tripping, can't take hip-hop from us, cause it's still real reppin', leaving your money and deals in the dust. And this one right here, man, he's all about the Christ. So you might see me coming, but you better think twice. Just tell me like it is, you done heard it all before. Jesus coming back on you, don't let him close the door. Jesus is real and he ain't no punk and he ain't soft neither. Take it from this black male that met him and became a believer.
Yes,
the life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the light. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the light.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ. Every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.